Good evening and welcome to the Village of CarMax meeting for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. I'd like to acknowledge that we respectfully meet on the traditional territory of the Little Sam and CarMax First Nation. This is agenda 25-24. We'll call the meeting to order, 7 o'clock. I'd just like to take a moment of silence here in respects to Malcolm Cashin and Francine Gillings. So if you would join me in a moment of silence here. Thank you. Do we have a motion to adopt agenda?
As presented,
As presented. I'll
make a motion to adopt the agenda as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you. Okay. Adoption of the minutes for December 2nd, 2025.
May I suggest an amendment?
Yes, you may.
In the reading of the minutes,
Yes.
where we're passing the minutes, we're passing the minutes of the December 2nd meeting at the December 2nd meeting. So I believe it should be the November 18th meeting. That make sense, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll make a motion that we adopt the minutes as amended.
Thank you. Second.
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you for pointing that out, Councillor. Delegations, RCMP. Beauchamp.
Gonna be for the monthly report for in month of November. November was pretty again time of the year low in call volume, but we did a push in traffic enforcement. We had reservists coming in town and issued several tickets and warning tickets too. We had an increase. We have more calls for service than last year, but that was due to that push for highway traffic. Pretty much, we're higher in break and enters, but that information is someone was seeing things. We went there, looked around, nothing, literally nothing. No marks, no steps, no nothing.
Is this at a residence or a business?
Business. The business installed the cameras on the property. And from that, for this one, we didn't have any additional calls for it. We had one drug file, but that's more a drug information file where we document information about the drug activity in town, information that came to from the public. Saw a slight decrease in mental health act, just one less than last year. Other than that, yeah, like only one prisoner was held locally for the month of November, and it was just for safekeeping. Not safekeeping, but just for safety. The person sobered up and then went back home. Was found out outside, passed out in the cold, so and nowhere to go. So we kept them for a couple hours, sobered up, and then someone was able to care for that person. We only had five calls involving alcohol this month, so it's a decrease of three from last year. Next court circuit is in January 14, 2026 for the firewall. So a drop in alcohol-related file was noted this month, commonly associated with the colder weather setting in. Patrols around the community continue to be continued to be conducted to ensure residents are getting home safely despite any intoxicating use. Member also continue to maintain a presence at the local lounge and routinely check in with the patron to ensure they have safe transportation home. Went personally several times at the bar, gave rides to some individuals that just don't want them to drive drunk. And just stopping them, getting them back home safely. Sometimes it just people think they're okay when they see the cops in the bar. They doubt, and then they say, "Oh, can I get a ride?" And then it's always a pleasure for me to give you a ride. Next day, if you need a ride back to your car, you know, so I'll facilitate that. Like, I'm happy. I just don't want people to drive drunk or impaired or after they consume one or two alcoholic beverage. Again, one or two will not get you over the limit, but again, it's just a good habit of not drinking and driving. One person drinks, the other person drives, or someone gets a DD. There's four or five people that has their little taxi business in town, so there's no reason why people should be driving their vehicle back home if they had a drink. And also, with the ice bridge coming back up, it won't be a long or far walk for pretty much 90% of the people in CarMax. Members spend an increased amount of time on the highway this month, with a total of 110 patrols made, resulting in 150 hours on the road and numerous traffic stops initiated. Several warnings and some tickets were issued over the course of the month, primarily for the speed-related offense. There's also people with no registration, no insurance. Now, those just as an FYI, a ticket for no insurance is $1,000 now. Went up from 500 to 1,000. Just if you have contact with the community, just tell them to keep their paper form of insurance in the glove box at all time.
You got 24 hours to provide that, or
Again,
is it discretionary?
it's discretionary, because at the end, if your vehicle's unregistered and no insurance, 1 + 1 = 2. So, like, normally, I'll just get when I have those two infractions, like you get.
Got it.
And normally it's your vehicle towed. In addition to a regular school visit, member took part in both the Temple School and Community Remembrance Day event this month. Members also engaged in the community activities such as archery, boxing, hockey, and some bingo. Bingo and bingo. Notable occurrences file complainant reported observing an assault overnight and had obtained cell phone video evidence of the incident. Dispatch member identified the involved party and consulted with the victim, who declined to pursue the matter further. Evidence retained in an event victim wishes to press charges at a later time. Again, that's one thing that really annoys me. They wait until I show up at the store, or until they see me, and they report a crime. If you see crime happen, call 911 or 5555 number. The member on shift will attend Because now, since we're supplemented with a relief member, I have time off now. So I'm not always on my phone and or not in town. So it's or out of cell range. So it's better to call the 555 number or 911 if you see an incident here, especially if it's an assault on man on a woman, woman on a man. No matter what call, we'll go and we'll deal with it. I don't ask this citizen of CarMax to go out and go a bit vigilante if she's going to get knocked out and die. Again, circumstance, but you should call the 911 right away. We'll be there within 5 minutes. Second one is a report of possible drug activity at a at a residence in CarMax. Regular tenant not seen inside for some time while unknown subject have stayed at the residence for days. Well-being check done on regular tenant who confirmed they were fine. Investigation into increase the traffic, drug trafficking ongoing. Like I would like to it sounds like a broken record, but we can't invent information. We can't invent evidence because it would, first of all, create distrust in the justice system, and also the file wouldn't go anywhere. But if citizens are concerned for their safety, they can report the incident to the RCMP and say my name. I don't want my name to be put in the file. But that information won't be used. It's going to be a good information for me and the other members. But Crime Stopper would be the better option. At least we can use the information found in Crime Stopper and put them in a warrant for a CDSA warrant if we want to do a kick at a person's residence. Okay. Sorry, I'm just finishing a level up. Illness, but any questions?
Not at this time.
Any concern?
Thank you for being out there in the weather that we've been having and keeping us safe.
Thanks. And again, I would rather go out 15 times for a suspicious person than going out once for try to get incident. Like today, we had an incident where, no, yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday. Where someone thought someone went through the ice and was took it away took away by the current. I'm happy that someone called and said to cry wolves than actually losing someone in CarMax.
Thank you, Greg.
Keep us a good work. Oh, thanks.
Are you going to be around later? After a meeting somewhere?
You can give me a shot.
Okay.
All right.
COPS? We'd be in the office or?
No.
Okay.
Just when I buy my license, the same number.
Okay. Thank you.
And if we don't see you, happy holidays.
Oh, thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And
No, usually you have some treats over at your detachment. Are you guys having an open house or something?
initially I wanted to do one, but David's not there. Mark wasn't fully there, so
And the weather forecast
yeah.
looks really horrible for the next
First
14
thing you know,
days.
fortune.
We'll probably try to do something in New Year's.
Okay.
I know that, yeah, possibly in New Year's. Okay. Okay.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Oh,
Thank
thanks.
you.
Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Have a good night.
Things are not allowed to leave this community.
No,
thank you.
Okay. Correspondence 5.1 landfill water and well monitoring cost.
So I sent from the last meeting, as we discussed, I sent it to Asenco that why it is too much the cost. So they explained that they already did mention to the last CEO that the wells are dry. They have to dig the new wells. That's why they have told the sampling 4 times.
Okay, well, that's a good explanation.
Water table move?
I guess. Thank you for looking into it.
Do we get insurance, like a reinsurance on the depth of the wells that they drilled in this time?
Compared? She says that the costs are higher than usual due to drilling activities as well. The depth we need to do that to the permit, as long as the wells remain in good condition, the drilling scope will not be required in future years.
Okay.
We can renew the same wells next year for sampling and only complete the 2 sampling events in the future.
Okay, thank you, Prince. Anybody else have any comments?
I just never knew wells did that.
Well, that's what I was like.
I thought wells were good forever.
It's a different style of well.
I'm like, I've had the same well.
It's a test.
It's probably been there for, what, 40, 50 years on that property?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what the reason is.
Yeah, okay.
Good. They tested it in a freeze up.
Council activity reports. Councillor Hansen.
I haven't been very active in the council.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Mitchell.
I really don't have anything other than funeral. Seems like funeral after funeral right now. I was wondering for Whitehurst yesterday again. Oh, yeah. Just like to, push the part while all these families going through the hard time coming into Christmas, you know. Of course, it's tougher. You know, other than that, I have nothing.
That's a reeler.
I attended the kids' Christmas party for a short while. Everyone seemed to be having a great time. It was well run and things were going fast, which is nice.
Yeah,
and I was able to, able to get some food in the kids and get out of there and here on time. So that was great. Other than that, nothing.
Thank you. Yeah, for myself, same. I just attended the kids' Christmas party and yeah. I don't have anything else really to report. Other than the fire calls and stuff that we're getting some concerns about CO2 and just, I know that we had Fire Marshal's office put out a thing, just check your batteries and your detectors. It's that season. So if you'd all, just to the public as well, make sure all your batteries and stuff are changed out. Yeah. That's all I have. The Prince.
Okay, so in my poll, next regular council meeting will be January 6, 2026. Project updates regarding the HAAF funding housing development grant. Under the first phase of HAAF supported housing grant policy, the village has approved funding support for 10 housing units. The first payment has now been issued to one resident who successfully completed all program and policy requirements and received funding from the village of CarMax under this program. We did give it him a check last week.
That's right. I did forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
That the administration and myself went to see Mike Sam, as he was the first 80% complete. 75-80% complete. Handed him a check, got to see the house and congratulate him and thank him for, moving forward on a build. And
awesome.
I'm excited for him. And yeah.
We will share it on the Facebook soon.
Yeah. It was sold, but it was worth it.
Who's the second one? Who's the second one?
I don't know about the second one.
No, it's just only one.
Right? Oh, just right now it's one.
So because there is so many conditions you have, your house is like needs to be ready or the construction's
yeah.
Can be still going on. And you get the last portion of the payment, 25%. When you get the permit for occupancy. The remaining approved applicants are currently waiting the issuance of building permits from new government. This one, I quality email community services if they can help to speed up the process for building permits. So then the residents will be able to get all their stuff moving by the after the winter. Myself and Jane and Mark are currently following up with the one of you going. And yeah, and we are also working on the lot 127 for the village office. All the studies have been done and they send us the report. So now Mark and Jane are looking for the funding option to work from UYG, Yukon Housing. They are setting up the meetings. And this is it for this project. And the next one was the waste scale project at landfill. The project is currently waiting ETCO to complete the electric connection. The earliest date they told us or they book an appointment with us for December 22nd that they will come. After that, we can put the electric, heat, internet, computer, software. It's after the ETCO part.
Okay.
And I think I didn't put it here. For the street lights, the person was on vacation, so he got back to me. He said he got the payment, so he will get control of the project soon.
Thank you very much.
The other project is Fire Smart project. So we received the TPA from the Yukon government regarding the Fire Smart project. The project is out for it's been closed actually today, and we got one applicant. So, and he will get the approval and will sign the contract. Administration report, budget, it's like preliminary budget. We were busy with the preliminary budget for 2026 over the past few weeks. Administration has been working closely with all the departments to develop the draft budget for the upcoming fiscal year. A provisional budget has been now prepared and will be brought forward for discussion later in the meeting under new and unfinished business. And by-election, the nomination period for the municipal by-election has been posted across all required platforms. All by-election process are currently in process and everything is proceeding as planned with the returning officer.
Okay, thank you.
That's it. Again.
I would like to mention that speaking with Fire Chief that the fireworks will be at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You want to post that?
Yes. Off Two Tree Hill.
Off of Two Tree Hill.
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I should be able to see him from my home. Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I don't have to go anywhere then.
See him from the dining room.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Association of Yukon Communities, Councillor Wheeler.
There was an email sent
just a while ago.
FCM is writing a report on the future of Northern and Arctic Canada, and they're looking for quotes from mayors and councillors to include in the published report. So they're looking for quotes related to sovereignty and security. If anyone's interested to give a quote, I can send you what kind of things they're looking for. But I'm not interested in giving a quote.
I think I'd be able to do that.
There you go. You were on the email, so that's why I did not forward it to you.
Thank you for letting me know.
That's about it.
Thank you, Councillor.
May I mention something, please?
Well, yes, you may.
The executive is meeting on Friday, and we'll be discussing the tagline, like the slogan, a catchy slogan. If anybody has any ideas, I'd be pleased to take it to the executive on Friday.
I'm not good with things like that.
Okay. If you think of anything, or maybe your granddaughter thinks of something catchy, send it off to me and I'll run it by them.
Thank you. Thank you, George. Okay, moving along here. Bylaws. Bylaw number 321-25 landfill service rates bylaw for second reading. We'll open it up on the floor if somebody wants to make a motion.
No, I've seen something. I thought it might come up.
I'll make a motion to give second reading to bylaw 321-25, the landfill service rates and management bylaw.
Yes. I'll second that. Thank you, Councillor. Okay. Any questions or can you give us an update on what you changed? It was just like the...
It was mostly the sections of the municipal act that got changed from the last bylaw.
Mm-hmm.
And the fee schedule load to per tank.
Yeah.
I just have one comment on this 5.2.
5.2 landfill water. Well, 5.2 on the
landfill.
On the landfill.
That's the bag tags?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says bag tags purchased in advance and attached securely to the bag before arrival at the landfill.
Yeah.
Tags must be purchased at village office or at the landfill attendant, then why does the tag have to be purchased before if they could I'm just thinking that should be taken out of the word must.
Yeah.
Bag tags can be purchased in advance or at the landfill because you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah. That is a great catch there, but there has been other talks of like the bag tags being like kind of
don't stack
not working. In some sense, like they don't stick.
Yeah, that's another reason why.
Yeah.
Why not pay for it there?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like they don't even need to peel it. You just like.
I just hand the tags back to them.
That's what you should.
Yeah.
I'll buy a stack of tags and then I have it back.
But there, it seems to be like some type of procedure here that like has to change on like how they're handling.
So bag tag. If we just take it and reuse it, then it's not working. And for the internal proceedings, like because it's kind of money.
It is, so
they have to like discard it. Like that's the only thing.
Are they numbered?
No.
No,
why would you have to discard it? Like, why would you have to discard it? If it never got peeled.
Well.
Yeah, it's like I said, internally, so the process is transparent to us too.
Of how many bag tags are purchased.
Purchased or
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes, okay.
That's what I figured out. Didn't say anything yet to anybody, but that was the problem. So that is the solution that we just have to when somebody use it. Okay, it's done. Otherwise, same bag tags are using, and I don't know like how much are coming or how much are going.
Right.
Unless
or when they
I got you. I got you.
Or it's like a monetary thing.
But they should be numbered then.
I would say like when somebody use it to just put the invoice number or just stamp it and give it to office.
Or hole punch through it and then
I don't know.
But I know that like even just paying like $2 a bag. I don't pay $2 a bag because I buy a lot of bag tags at once. So it's cheaper.
The bag tag system is only because of the recycling program.
Yeah, that's right.
So people get the rebate.
That's right.
Otherwise, it's, you get the people have so many questions. I think I talked to, because we discussed in the joint council meeting regarding the Gali was saying that they have so many tags, so how they can. So I sent her an email that they can donate to the, like, for example, school. So they can either get the refund for their bag tags, or they can use for their garbage whenever they throw the garbage. So that can be given to only the organization that is doing like something for community.
Yeah. Track that.
I think that's a future discussion. We're gonna have a garden over there.
Yeah, well, how would you know where this came from?
It's just that's the same as not putting a tag on a bag.
Yeah,
there's no tracking of it.
Yeah, that's why it should have a number, and then on the sheet that you're
then we can order new tags.
Not, you don't necessarily need new tags. It's just if you start generating a number and you write that number down, then the number is written on a sheet with that person's name for whatever organization. Then you know, like, if you see that tag come up, it's like already used.
Yeah, there is work has to be done.
Okay. Something.
So the wording on
And I'm just
the amendment to 5.1,
5.2.
5.2. Okay. So did you want to read it, Dennis, how you
Well,
kind of
I
see it?
don't know how he put it, but I don't think the word must should, bag tags must be purchased in advance. And then down below, we're saying that they can.
I think they mean for arrival at like an actual the dumping
I say,
hole.
I would say bag
Okay.
tags will be purchased.
In advance, that would probably work better. The word
You
will.
could just.
I think
Will
the
be purchasing
confusing part
and
is
attached securely.
before throwing in the pit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a wording.
Bag tags must be purchased in advance at the attendance station or the office before disposal.
That would be probably the better way.
Yes.
So I don't know that
Straight.
it's heady, but I could just see someone picking on that.
Okay.
The way things have been going lately.
Got that?
I think we will just remove that part only. They have to be on the back. They don't
If they
appear.
won't stick at like
Yeah.
minus whatever the peeling off is what the complaints are, that's why.
Then it's just how many bags they have. We just give the tag and then mark them.
Just a question. Do you know how many bag tags you have left in seek and holding?
That's the question because we use the same role and think how many roles were added initially. We still have left.
Lots though?
No.
Okay. We'll just say.
I guess we won't be numbering them anytime soon.
Okay.
Student workers, one.
Yeah.
Any other amendments while it's open?
Didn't see any other ones.
I have one. There's nobody else. Do I need you? Mine would be for a line item under special items as S12. Yeah, as the
Next one.
it'd be a new item.
Okay, you are decent.
In addition
Okay, I'm trying to
to
change. Next one.
the vehicles.
No.
There's a price and we have the price. Did you get that info?
I send in for like regarding I talked to some of the services, Arbor. She is working on that.
Okay, but we did get.
But the thing is, like, we now after the second reading, we'll put this bylaw for like public
Yeah.
consultation or like.
But I'm saying it can still be removed. If we put it on there as the line item, we can still change it and it can be as, and it when it says here in the notes and conditions, as per when we're ready to receive, because what the question is right now is being told from what we've learned through Mount Nansen remediation with them using as a regional landfill, there has to be some type of option here for the disposal of the vehicle at some point because there's nowhere to go with the vehicle. And if we're in the zone of that, is what I'm trying to get at. And we're looking into that information, right? So
Yes, I
it's
also know from the past of the hassle of having like 1,000 cars and trying to get rid of them at
right.
our expense.
But that's not going to be the case here because we
Huh?
have the structure
Yeah.
of a fee schedule that will then, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the price was $700 per car, and that was once the battery and all the fluids were out of the vehicle. So dry vehicles to be given to us. And that was based off of when we had the last cars taken. Was what he suggested the price be somewhere in those lines.
I have one question. I was with village at that time. So why we stop taking cars?
because we weren't charging anything, and it was before the regionalization, then cars were coming from communities around, and they were piled there because we didn't have the clo like we couldn't we didn't say no at that point. They just showed up.
So we didn't have any fee schedule, so we
Nothing.
never charged
It
any.
was free for everything.
Yeah.
But then we can know.
Yeah, I didn't like.
People still complain that it was closed because they wanted open 24 hours and free.
Well, we're past these types of
Yeah, we're
we're
over those hurdles finally.
but this is what I'm saying is there has to be
An
on
option.
this option is to if we have it open now to put it in there under the notes and conditions can then go to a special piece that says
Waiting approval from PYG, I guess,
yeah
because they will be the one who take
or if somebody if a government or ourselves has to get rid of some types of vehicles, it would be a specific window where these vehicles are open to come there, and then we get the quote to get rid of them because that was what we got, did when we started the regionalization to clean it up.
yeah.
But we should also put a cap on how much is there at a time, like
Well, that's what I'm saying. Under the conditions, there can be a special.
cap to, yeah, because if the guy can only crush 20 cars,
Yeah.
we wouldn't want to
That's
go over
right.
that.
To have it as an option
I
to
like
so
that.
when we can open it and say this is the window, this is how much it is per unit, then
And this is what we're taking at this time.
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we can
Come for a
put it
second.
like budget like that, like month wise, how much we take, and when we get rid of them, then we start again.
Exactly.
And
Yeah.
then if somebody has like, okay, I have two, three cars, we can give them a ticket or something that you will be the first one when we open.
Yeah,
So
and rain check.
something like
Yeah,
that.
that's a ring check for cars. Yeah.
Yeah, I can talk to, because there is a draft regional agreement still pending and it's coming, we can.
That's what I'm kind of concerned about, what that holds us accountable to a certain extent by accepting things in the region for being regional
Yeah, I'd
landfill.
really love to see a close-up of that map and see how Mount Nanson got put in there by YG.
So you wanted to make that an S12 event item?
Yes,
Especially.
special item. And there also isn't anything in there for e-vehicles that would, like, if it, there's nothing in this bylaw that speaks, but I thought there was before, that we do not accept e-vehicles because we cannot have the facility to hold those types of batteries, like it's a special thing, but it
Lithium
should
battery
state in those lines
with a
that
special item.
this it's under the refusal
I that's one I would
part.
say not to take. I do not want to take
Well,
EV.
it's until we get direction from the government on how these disposals are, because right now you have to call a specific place to get rid of them. But we should note that in here that
Yeah.
this is where you get this. You go to this place
Yeah,
or
we don't accept them here. Yeah, because if one of them went on fire, like there's no way for us to put them up.
because if we just say like combustible engine car, not electric. Like it has to be specific, because then they're going to say, you just said car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come over here.
Any others? Councilor Hanson, you need a minute? I did.
Yeah.
Councilor Mitchell, you good?
No, I like that. It sounds good.
Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
Councilor Wheeler?
All right, that's it.
All in favor? Thank you.
Right. I forgot to mention something with my AYC thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Our donation of ice time,
Okay.
the person that won the tree would like to redonate it to an organization in CarMax or something. So I said I would bring it to us to discuss what to use it
That's
for.
kind of them.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't want to come up and escape with
I guess not.
the community. But they still can. Maybe that's the counter. It's to come up and have a what do we call it? A rock and skate with all the organizations and community.
Sure. Yes, we've got that. We have that ice time now to use at our discretion or whatever.
Okay.
We don't have to decide right now either.
And we will bring this after a month or so when we get the all going on at the whiskey, everything is ready to go.
New and unfinished business. Preliminary budget 2026.
Oh, we should have brought my
Motion.
glasses.
Put that on the table. We're looking to adopt this evening.
Yes.
We have to, I think.
Before the end of the year. This is I make a motion that we adopt the preliminary budget.
Adopt it. We have to review it first. Do we not?
No, we have to adopt it tonight, he just said.
Yeah,
But you can discuss.
You can't discuss it till there's something on the table, right?
Well, that's just the motion. Okay. Seconder. Thank you. Okay, now we can.
That's why I didn't know whether to say presented or not. It's a very large dip in the reserves.
Well, how about we ask Annette to
You put it up here. Okay.
you have the floor.
Oh, are you going to say it or?
Give us a little
Okay. I'm just going to put it
breakdown.
up here because I use my glasses.
Over half a minute.
Yes. That's good. Yes. Yeah. So this year we did it a little bit different, maybe to better understanding for myself. Yeah. So we divided like the transfer from like from reserves to operational budget and capital. So there's a slight increase in like the arena. It's I don't know I want to say the word, but it's kind
Say that
of
again.
the arena is
The arena
falling
line item.
as line item.
Okay.
So we had to bump up the budget for the arena for heating and electrical costs. And there was a piece we did administration because of the see, no, I think we actually went down because there's too many. We budgeted too much last year. The pool we did, maybe we should do the special items like for each department. Can you pull it up, please? Yeah, so then maybe they can see what or increase
Can
it
you
or
maybe
things.
go up there,
Okay.
point it out, just so I can
Okay.
see where you're, so I can
Does
follow
the
along?
pointer work on
No,
there?
it doesn't work on the screen.
Okay.
Sorry,
Sure.
Annette.
Okay, that's good. So this is for administration, yeah, expense. So this administration expense, we had to increase, or we did increase just for now, like the wages. Like if this includes like our admin, myself, and talked myself the last one, and the CAO, because we don't know with the negotiations. We did cut the part-time and the salaries due as student salaries, because we never hired any in the last couple of years. WCB, we decreased, and we hopefully don't get a bit or I can hire things. We decreased the travel because we did not spend that much. Travel bonus has been increased because we have too many people now, like Prince and myself, for next year. We are eligible. RSP employer portion, we are not sure. We have not two for now for like Prince and myself. Of Canada Life, Yeah. so long will Oh
it.
no, that's RSP. Like
Oh.
the RSP.
Yeah.
So like the $3,000 because we don't know if
More people are
UCAO is maybe contributing.
okay.
Yeah. So and then we the group insurance. Yeah. This one increased because we did the motion
Yes.
2 weeks ago, 2 months, two, yeah, over 1 month ago. Yes. TPP, it went up to 17,500. AI, we stayed the same. Amtrak, labor and equipment. We left it in there because we don't know like if we have to hire someone to do something for us. Office supplies, we divided now like the 12,000 between licenses, which is technically or like Microsoft, Adobe, or MaintainX for the asset management. That's why it's a decrease of $23,000. Supplies, we left the same. Memberships, think, yeah, we did increase $500. Bank charges have gone up recently through, like we have a different system now, what you call a POS system, Chase, so they charge significantly more. The insurance, we left it at 24,000. Phone, yes. Is there anything? Okay, license, I explained. And community investment grant, we removed the development investment grant because no one actually filled out an application. And it's still like the same account, so I can still pay something out if there's an application from CDC or yeah. The station, which is down 70,300.
We moved the professional fees from $80,000, like this one, professional fees. So because mostly our professional fees is through half funding,
Funding, yeah.
so we have created the new account for half funding to track it easy. So then we know where the money is going and we have to
Okay.
spend all on the half funding.
Yeah.
So mostly it was $60,000 for the consultants. So it will come out from that account. So
Okay.
it's not the operation basically. Like,
And biogas.
same with balance biogas because he is doing all funded.
Yes.
So it will be funding. We get the funding, we pay him through the funding.
Okay.
So it's,
We received the first 30,000 from Canon.
because we cannot put the funding for operations budget if it's for a
Right.
particular budget.
Administration building is the same. I think we left the same. Oh no, we decreased. Yes.
Which building is this?
This one.
Admin?
Is it in building? Yes.
Okay.
So there's like the janitorial contract.
Mostly it's the janitorial,
It's
it's
the,
fees.
we should rename it. It's actually supplies, kind of, because yeah.
Because it's
Yes.
more of your labor than,
Yeah.
yeah, than a contract, right?
Yes.
But in case of a special occasion, you're leaving $2,000 in there? Okay.
If we have to have like need a deep cleaning or something, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So heating fuel we decreased because since we call it retrofit, like it's actually our fuel consumption went up. Yeah, electricity we are still good. There's maintenance and insurance we put at 7,500 because we went by last year's, like this is last year's or this year's, like the 7,000, we don't know. We
The
have
rates.
increased, yeah,
I
increased.
think insurance too, he got back to us today. We didn't adjust the number yet because he didn't have the correct number, but he told us that our insurance will be decreased by $100,000
The property
because
insurance.
they have some kind of program or they went with the different partners so that they can give us. So I was looking at it. It should be around 230. We paid last year three something plus
320.
$320. So
320, yeah.
for the properties, so they have the different partners.
Yeah, it went down 108,000 just for properties, yes. But vehicle insurance increased not because of the fire truck.
Right.
There were lots of claims, he said. Yes, like from all communities.
From other
Yeah.
Yeah, from
communities.
all communities. So I think it increased by 5%, like the vehicle. But that's with everything mostly. So
Okay.
counter, we decreased the indemnities to 70,000, WCB 3,000, travel, not sure if there's more travel, like we can always put it back to 25,000. Now, because this was at budget as of October 31st,
Yes, we are probably at 15 right now. So it's not too bad, actually. 30 years. We left at 10,000 CPP memberships. It's increased this year, and it's probably next year. I just received an invoice today from March. They forgot to send it to us. So it will be 22,000 now. Yeah. So advertising, we bumped it up because we have probably more students to graduate. And then we had the contract with, what is it, Arctic Inspiration Prize. That council donates $1,000 like each year. So that's the amount. And I think we donated to the LSCFN hand games, $500. So elections, we left it in, we never know. Insurance, professional fees, consultant. This could be any other projects we want to take on. So I don't know if we
Yeah,
have 8,000.
strategic planning.
Yeah, strategic planning, I think, was going to do. Meeting expenses, we left the same, and event special. This, we increased this because we didn't budget for like the cleaning, Karmex cleaning. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, yeah, we put out, sorry, this money,
You mean for the garbage pickup?
garbage pickup, yes.
Yeah, like for refundable whatever program to the non-for-profits?
Yeah, the non-for-profit, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I put it up to 7,500.
Okay.
Yeah, so we will.
You still go see the rec department.
Hey, duplex, I think we left the same. So this year, last year, environmental and public works, these departments were put together, which is hard to figure out, like how to split, like cemetery, for example, or what else did we have here?
It was hard for us
Hard
to
to see.
manage only one
Yeah.
department with $1 million, and it has so many locations. And if somebody asked how much is landfill making, so we couldn't figure out.
So what's your plan?
So now we like,
We
so now you have the
split it again
environmental,
like we had before. Yes.
environmental and maintenance.
Yeah.
Under environmental, this is only for us. We have landfill maintenance and waste. That's what our
Yeah.
accounting said, like metrics
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
we have to put the
So you
wastewater
can
with.
track it.
Yeah.
We can track it, yes. And I can still track it. Like I have projects. So I still do like this is for recycling, this is for landfill, and like for wastewater plant. That's how. Yeah, we figured this out. So, yeah. But there is a little increase right in environmental.
Environmental up top.
Yes. Yeah. 491. And then public works. No, I think it's. Oh, something's going on. 600. No, I think we're almost staying the
Yeah,
same.
so
Yes.
last year environmental was 472. This year it went to 491 because of wastewater too.
Yeah, the testing. Yeah. So we put $30,000 in for testing. Oh, that's on the other side, yes. Because we don't know like if they have to drill another, hopefully well or something, hopefully not. Yeah.
This
It's
is for public works, though.
public works, yes.
That is
Like, yeah.
but environmental.
And we actually get funding for testing, just for the landfill testing is 16,000. So I think that's why we did not put it in the professional fees. So we left it the same, like the 33,000. Fire
So the
department.
environmental one is two full-time employees at landfill and the recycling center,
Oh yeah, we split
and
that too. Yeah.
one is part-time is at wastewater treatment.
Yeah.
And that's this. We just split the cost, I guess, between all departments, which will be easy to do the next year's budget.
Yeah.
Then we'll have the correct numbers. Same for this year because we did last year this budget 2025 one. preliminary one, so it was easy for us this year to
to
do
see.
like exact, little bit exact.
Okay.
And then it's the fire one.
Fire department increased 5,100.
Yes.
It increased on calls.
Calls. Yes. Like we are
indemnities.
Yes.
Sure. Or
employee contract. So this went out. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have that.
Yes.
Or.
And we have to. Yeah. We bumped up like the podiums.
The pre.
Call out. Yes.
Okay.
So.
That's how much a year was costing with janitorial.
We had a special contract.
Special, yes.
46, it was 46,000 in 2024.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So we had to still put for 2025 because it was only half year left in 2025.
Mm-hmm. But now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Yes.
So
these costs have been never like come to consideration when making contract with the Baji.
Yeah.
For the fire call.
Right.
Now we pay more.
Yes. Heating fuel, yes, we are bumped it up to 30,000 just in case because it's going up, yeah, lately. Electricity is up. Repairs and maintenance, we left it the same. Insurance, yeah, like we said, we didn't know, so might go down once we have the final numbers.
Okay.
Yes. And we give fuel, we had to increase because of more usage. Use, yes.
The fuel is up, but it's technically down because we're getting a better deal on the fuel.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What? I'm sorry, what's the security? Because the budget is way less than expenditure, and I'm wondering if that's...
Because we switched from advanced to spectrum.
Oh, so it's going to go down?
It's going to go down, yes.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Holy shit, what a damn stole from my mouth.
Should we move forward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were with Spectrum, which is other, you know, we're back at Spectrum, and you're stop switching.
Makes it easy.
So we moved the equation, like the full time salaries, from like we moved one employee to Arena because he's doing mostly Arena. That's why it's staying on the town. Then we have more part time staff now and on call. Students, we left the same because we don't know if we get approved for summer students.
Can you apply?
Can you apply? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry,
but we're answer. Budgeting for it.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, travel, overtime, because we usually bank it and they take the time off, like the employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we did 2,500. We removed standby because technically it's overtime. If they get a call out or something, you have to come. Travel bonus, it's 9,000. And employee portion is the same. Like, it's the same here. We don't know if they are participating or not. Yes, but to put it in, group insurance went up because we have, I think, one more employee.
That's it.
Yes.
Boy, it was
Johnny's Terrier Services. We left in, oh no, we took it out, but we put it to 6,000 like supplies and like if they have to have like a crash
special
event.
Special
events, yes.
Okay.
But then it will be charged
yeah.
To the
by contract.
Yeah,
right.
It's a contract. So office supplies we put down is the same. We had universe in there, like $7,000 by accounting system there. We put it to licenses, that's why it's significant increase. Trainings, 5,000 memberships. Plus memberships, why did we put 8,000 in there?
This is at the rec center, is it to do with Siemens?
Yes, right, yeah, but that would be a
center contract.
Professional fees. Yeah.
Memberships to your security, memberships to RPay, what?
RPay, yes. What did Chanel say? What she said they are signed up for?
I think it's written or written down.
Oh, okay. Oops. Okay, yeah, I have to look at it. So,
or we moved some expense which was not in the correct category.
Okay, yeah.
That was
okay.
Been the membership.
Got ya.
So, telephone, we put at 8,000. Heating fuel is the same. Electricity went up. Of course, there's a maintenance. We put 35,000 because Chanel mentioned that there's issues still with the boiler system at the rec center. And
so it's like elevator is.
Oh, yeah, the elevator.
So
did you see the invoice or the quote today? She said.
I got a question.
Yeah.
When we looked at this repairs and maintenance before with the boilers, we were talking about switching over to propane. Is that being reviewed again? Because your cost of your fuel and everything, you might pay now, but you're going to save later based off these costs that you have there. Just curious on
okay.
If you're looking at doing the budget.
But that would be...
That, let the propane freeze up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so I don't make propane
It's supposed to be up this time at the correct center. Yeah.
And at the fire hall.
And fire hall, yes.
And like I said, it takes 2 BTUs of propane for 1 diesel, so I don't see how you save on propane.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. They generated a quote for us based on that. I'm just saying, was that considered?
So this repair and maintenance,
maybe we can.
Does it include the door?
No. Oh, this one? No, I put it on the capital because it was almost 20,000. This is just the regular maintenance. The elevator, I think one time cost us $4,000 when it didn't work. Yeah, something. Now we received a quote because the inspector, they call it, revoked the permit. So we have to.
What's that?
The inspector, the building inspector, like our de-inspection failed. So we have to do a lot on, like on the elevator and just the next center. The quote is over $17,000. We have to fix it within the next, I think, 3 months. Yeah, until March.
The one in the rec center or the
one in the rec center?
The old one.
Yeah.
Not the old one.
Yeah, the one in the rec center.
The rec center.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so one. It's not the new one.
No.
The old chair storage.
The old chair storage.
Okay.
So that's to be expected because of
When that building built 2000, I mean 25 years.
Yeah. That should have been on your asset manager.
I did for a reason.
Okay, where else are we?
So the insurance will be down.
Yeah.
Is the property insurance 70,000?
I'm not sure on some of these things that you're talking about, like the elevator, the heating. Is there something in there? Did they mention anything about probably putting in some type of heat curtains or something above these doors that are freezing between the rec center and, like, you know, the main entrance on the ice?
Mm-hmm.
Because like it's not adequate heating in the building from what we're experiencing, but there is options maybe for budgeting for what it's called as an air curtain to be installed.
This would totally be go under capital budget. Yeah.
So every time that door opens, because you don't have a vestibule, this acts like the vestibule for a fraction of the cost.
It's a heater that's up above.
Just like when you walk in superstore, those ones that push the air down, that's an air curtain. And it's cheaper than putting in another set of doors.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this is a decrease of 36,500.
So the recreation board, is that lotteries?
That's just the lotteries, yes.
We're not paying the rec board 18.
No, I put in, so that's the funding we receive,
yeah, just
18,000. Yes. So, but we may receive less if no one applies, like it's like it's slow.
What's that?
It's slow, like the applications for
support. Yeah. Well.
And we can't do, I'm sorry, you mentioned last time, we can't fund like the crisis.
So it's special events that you're able to tap into that. Dennis was saying, mentioning some stuff, how they used to utilize that money.
It has changed like the last years. Yeah, so we can't. There's guidelines you sent me, like from YG. So, and then I can't. There's one funding I had to deny because it was from 2024. We had 25, 26, so I can't get even approved as well. So, there's a maintenance.
This is pool.
Oh, this is pool, I guess. Yeah, okay. So this is pool. We purchase a 10,000 decrease.
Where is this at? Where are you at?
The pool.
Yes, okay. Salaries, because we might open next year a long term.
Long. It's more because we're carriers.
Yeah.
Yes. And we put in wages for, hopefully we will get part-time employees and a student or two.
I applied for the Canada summer job. Hopefully, they will approve for the pool.
Okay.
Two of them.
Is the pool liner in there?
That was, how much was that? The quote? 200 some thousand dollars?
No.
No, yeah. Easily. Patch it.
Patch it for one,
again.
Patch it one more year. One more year.
I think they said they, if we patch it, it can last like two more years or something. We can
possibly.
Possibly, yes. Hopefully.
Yeah, patching is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, patching is good.
So do you have patching in there then?
Patching is under repair.
That's under your hand.
What do you got? 20 grand.
So,
but it shouldn't. It should not be this because we had lots.
No, because you had the water filters. You had all this other.
Is 63,000 of that billed back to the First Nation?
Yes.
Does that show up in as general revenue?
Yes, it is under pool revenue. Yes.
General revenue?
No, there is a separate line with pool revenue.
That's expenditures.
It's no expenditures, but it is.
So it's fish part of general.
It says full agreement, LSCFN 63,000.
Yes.
Yes, that one. Beside fire.
It's, so it's the joint agreements.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see that? I'm sorry.
It's total tax general revenue.
4110.
4110, yeah.
It's the 2026, the main file. Mm-hmm.
That's the
no, that's
that cabinet. So 4110, that's it right there.
Yeah, it's part of Jack revenue. That's right. That's what I thought. Part of that month. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, First Nation.
This one, do we budget it better than last year? Hopefully we'll stay within the budget.
I just is there one for, so we subsidize the housing for them? Is there something in there regarding some type of?
Okay.
It should be. Right? Because you can say that you're going to hire however many positions, but they're not going to be able to stay anywhere. So we should be planning to have a budget for them to stay somewhere, or how that looks.
Yeah.
We're not in here at nighttime.
Hmm?
We're not in here at nighttime.
Hmm. It's just, if you don't put it in there.
We'll have to talk to
Blake
and ask him if he'll take in rumors like Chantelle.
That should be an LSCFN question and a line item here based off that price. Because if we don't put something in there, that we'll lose the senior lifeguard that runs anything, basically.
Yeah, won't be like, yes. Then we will have to add, yes, one for
housing.
Rental or housing subsidy or something, yes.
Yeah.
But how much? Like, you don't know where to put them. And but they will still have to pay some of it, right? Not,
that's right.
Yeah, but you can't afford it.
But it's you count how many months and based off of what the price is around here and then put that line in. Would be generally it's like 1200 something a month.
So we're gonna pay the whole kit caboodle.
No, I'm just saying generally the what it would cost to get a rental would be $1200 a month here for
line item.
So what do we pay?
1300 is
so we pay like seven of it or something?
Yeah, like maybe so we have to do
five.
We do what 3 months or whatever it is at that range.
Okay. Yep.
Because they have to be here before it opens to order to maybe open it.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
You can get that in the actual budget. We don't need that in this one if we want to pass this tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So we have, like I mentioned, we have two employees now instead of one. I think it's easier to figure it out. And then we left $10,000 for students. We don't have any part time. WCB stayed the same. Travel and the overtime. Yearly travel bonus increased because there's two employees that are here more than 2 years. RSP, we put $500 in because someone may contribute. Group insurance, employer portion increased. CPP doubled because of the two employees now instead of one. Then we put the same in for the janitorial contract and supplies. Office supply, the same. Clothes.
Heating.
And running.
Yes.
Heating fuel. I just.
You think it's cheaper than the other?
Just received an invoice of $8,000 for 2 weeks. I was like, oh boy.
That's all three boilers.
Yes.
Not just one.
Yeah. So electricity is the same. We probably have to put it up more.
If there's
actually Yukon winter.
Yeah, and it's cold, like now it stays cold like this. Yes. Yeah. So we probably have about 150,000 then. Other repairs, maintenance, 30,000. And then insurance, it's hopefully going down a little bit more. And professional fees, other, this will be Siemens and.
Yeah, okay.
Contact. What's his name?
Simcoe
and.
Jake.
Jake, yes.
Is there no security there?
It all comes under recreation. Yes.
Oh, so one, okay.
I was wondering too. I was like, oh, why is there nothing? And then I checked. I was like, yes.
Okay, good.
Because I don't know which part, but I think they all wired everything to the right center. So I'm afraid this is because of Simcoe when they sent us the
parts,
the CO2, or what do you call it? The,
yeah.
So
and
shipping, yeah. And the paint.
And yes, don't forget the paint.
That was expensive. Just the shipping, yes. Okay, visitor center.
Justin could have gone and picked it up for that price.
Do you realize it's not painted right now, right?
No, I don't. Yeah. I haven't been there.
See, you can't even tell the difference, see? Saving money already.
Oh, yes.
So we try to budget it. Correct, but this is the number that we get. I went like 4 or 5 times.
Yes.
Like insurance, electricity, heating fuel. We can.
I didn't see that. You skipped over the page. Could I see you again? Okay.
I just received invoice from Edco. Just the arena. 1 month.
We know that it's $20,000 bill a month.
Last year we had 1560 was the highest. Yeah, but it's everything is closed up. So visitor center, we decrease security, and internet services because we switched to a different plan. Advertising went up $5,000 because of our emergency notification system and the website. And wages for summer, yeah, we increased a little bit. We may open earlier or longer.
Did you put something in there to tie into our server?
The visitor center to our server?
Yeah.
I don't know. We
right.
Could ask, but it would cost us from total loss.
Why do you want that?
We had no connection between information.
Yeah.
Nice to monitor some
yeah.
stuff that was going on.
Nothing's getting backlogged into if we have information that comes through there. It's not on the server.
I see.
But we did when we changed the internet flash.
Yeah.
It was just all unlimited. So now it's can be less, 1500, we say less.
Yes.
Oh, this is bylaw, yes. Okay, so bylaw, we decreased $6,000 in total because we put $15,000 in telephone dispatch to get his
radio.
Radio. So, but it's installed, so it should.
That's the Delta One?
Yes. And then vehicle maintenance, yeah, we left it the same. And we had to increase his vehicle fuel because this time we didn't know how much he's. And all the stuff
checks on is
yes.
correct, I guess, with 40,000 kilometers.
Yes. Yeah, we checked it out. Yeah. Okay. And that's it. But it's still a decrease of $6,000 because it's small.
Thank you.
Us funding? Yeah, so we did a little.
So we still have to assign the account numbers, or I don't know
mm-hmm.
how the accounting will do it, but this is the best way to figure it out.
Okay.
For the half funding that it left with me separate. So as of now, we have this much for half funding.
1.3.
Yeah. Paul and Jane and Mark's pieces will be here.
They haven't come in yet.
No. We paid some of them in 2025.
You don't have those numbers?
Because it was paid from the original budget.
So that's why you're starting with 1.18? I don't get
So this one is 2 years, like 591. This is the amount we get two times.
Right.
So
that's what that now total is?
Yes.
Okay, so we've received that total.
Yes.
And then what, you have interest on that? Or what is the what is your budgeted 1.359?
Those are expenses, Justin.
But it's higher than what you had in there. Well, so you get you gain money somewhere.
This is if we get the funding.
This is the expenses.
Right.
Because so we will get it in 2026 too, right? The third payment.
Right.
So then it will be like for the... Okay, so we get three payments of 591, 591.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, so this is the money that we have left for with 591 for 2026.
Okay.
Yes.
Budget 2026. So this much money we have to spend in 2026, or we will have for residents, professional fees, everything.
And this is the money we talked about with Jane and Mark saying what is secured.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then you're going to start seeing all the hash marks of like all the incentives, all the
yes.
programming. Okay. That makes sense.
So this one is excluded, the check that we give to the one of the resident. This one is excluded from that one.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I just see a higher number.
It
didn't make sense.
Yeah. Because it took time to do this one, because it was with us, our all it together. It was hard to track the expenses. Okay, we were paying from our owner.
No, but now you said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Let's get
And
that straightened
so
out.
there is one more change in this budget. We have to create this one, conditional grant programs,
Okay.
because there is a condition on elders one. We can't spend the money on the other things. So if we get the elders money, so in the revenue. So
Oh, then you put it under this specific.
Yes.
Okay.
Same with Canada summer jobs. We can't use it for anything else. We have
So it's
to.
gotta be
So
there.
if we don't get that revenue, we don't approve for the Canada summer jobs.
You just don't.
We don't have the expense.
Right. Easy to see.
Same with this pilot study for Jonathan. He got approved for 95,000.
So you put it in.
And here will be the expense 90, because we will be just getting
changing
it.
Yeah. Okay.
I just have a question about the after school YG.
Yeah.
Are they like licensed through YG, like as a childcare program, or not? You don't have to be licensed if you run multiple different programs, like a spring program, summer program. But if they were to get licensed, you could probably get a lot more money.
We'd have to get them educated then.
Level one.
So this is recycling that YG gave us for the loans, $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't put it under expenses, because even if they don't give us the recycling revenue, we still have the expense under our...
this is the one we just signed on?
EPR?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
What's this one?
This is like when we pay out our like for recycling.
Oh, okay.
When you recycle,
right?
We still
okay.
So
you've put
percentage.
$20,000 into recycling, but you only pay out $8,000 so far. Or what am I looking at here?
No,
no.
That one is
it's not in there because you don't have the number.
That one is in under the environment.
Okay.
Yes,
because that expense is like it's still there.
But you're getting
not...
$20,000 from a program funded, possibly.
Yes.
Okay.
And solid waste too. This is $16,000 for
water. The wells.
This well.
But
right.
This one too, like if they don't even give us like $16,000, we still have to do the water sampling according
right.
to our
so
budget.
You're putting it
so
in.
we put it under like fixed expense.
Okay.
There is no condition on that expense.
Right. You have to pay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So same with the regional agreement. The revenue is conditional, but the expense is not conditional. So
okay.
we did put under all the money will go to cover the environment.
Okay.
So then all, I think that's the end. And all together, then it will look like this.
Now.
And I wanted to show one more thing, sorry. So this is the account balances.
Yeah. I get bigger. I did want to go back one environmental, as I know it might be a little bit early, but we are budgeting for something. Is there something in there for possibly the garbage pickup?
We actually put on an our capital budget for 27.
You did?
Oh, it was already in there. Like I think the last year. Yeah.
Last year.
Council decided. Yes.
Okay. Can you show me?
What can I do? Come up.
I've been in the village one now. It used to always be in recreation.
Which one?
The garbage pickup around town.
No, I mean the garbage.
The garbage pickup from the
residents.
From
residents.
Sorry, I'll shut up. Wrong story.
So this is the money we have.
Okay.
As of like whenever we made this budget a week ago.
Right.
And last year we had this much in our reserves, but this year it's this much, so we are doing good throughout the year with budget too. We didn't spend that much money that we budgeted last year,
mm-hmm.
so it's still within the limits. And,
you're cutting some down.
Cutting some down too.
Okay.
So we are doing good with the reserves for so far, like in last 2 years, I guess. And this is how funding, like this is right now. And this we will get, we did get last year. This was only this. So after, if insurance is down to like 220, this will last us for this December month, this 194. It's like Around 2.6.
Which is
okay.
Yeah, it's not.
But we want to make like sure that we have 1 year like budget and that's our target in upcoming
years. At least.
Yes, at least to survive for.
We're getting back. Before we were lower than that.
Yeah, so this is.
Okay. Better strike deal.
On the first page of the preliminary budget, the 2025 budget doesn't balance. Is there a reason?
Oh, it was a typo.
$40,500?
Yes, there was a typo in Public Works. For heating fuel, it was only 4,500, but actually 45, like 45,000.
Oh,
so that's zero missing. That's probably why it
doesn't. Okay, I think it didn't.
Okay. Yeah, we have to up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good eye, counselor.
Yeah, you here see, like we budgeted 4.7 million, but we, as of October 31st, we spent 2.7.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we were okay throughout this year, and we will do better next few years to get back on the track. But then we can fund the capital budgets.
We're taking 500,000 out of reserves this year, in 2026.
Yes, because
this is almost 600,000.
Yeah. This is to just make the budget equal. We have to show it, but that will not even happen if we do good with the budget.
Yeah.
Like this year, we never spent 252. We even contribute to reserves.
We have 4,500, however it is.
Okay. All right, Prince. I'll hold you to it. Thank you.
Okay.
Pause. Okay.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Would you like to make a motion?
Okay, just 1 second. We have the capital. There is a line for the capital in the
provisional.
In the provisional, in the expenses, yes. We said 225.
Yeah.
We don't want to make hopes high or put the next. So we will do it 225. Okay, we'll do it in all the projects. Okay.
Okay.
So here is 2026 administration. We plan nothing for like the building administration, but administration building is 60,000 for the roof.
Right. There you go.
Okay, and duplex nothing. No upgrade. We just put it for the next years. Environmental health. Here it's the 485,000. Garbage and recycling.
Okay, thank you.
For 2027. And
we. Oh, a question like the landfill pit expansion.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe can you explain what this means? Or
because this was more over time. It will keep carrying forward from the few years.
Yeah.
Show me.
This one, landfill pit.
Things load up.
What's it? It's right there.
I know.
Got one right there.
Yeah, it's small.
It's quite small. I have to take my glasses off. Mm-hmm. Two fingers. Click this. Close it right up.
Where am I at? Enviro?
Yes.
Okay. Enviro.
Pit extension. I think they just put it as a capital budget.
Just in case. I keep bumping it next year. Yeah.
But that is... That is on this year's, right? 2026, 27?
It's on 27.
It used to be, I think. Last,
yes. But we put it back to this.
So we have to leave it in there?
I would.
Okay.
Only because of the amount of space we don't have right now with all the dumping being moved around. I would leave something in there for you to utilize if we have to move some type of earth. Because remember, we just got expanded on that boundary.
Yeah.
So.
We can leave 50,000 and 50,000 for next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's.
That way it stays the same.
But right now we're filling holes and we don't have any.
I will talk to YG about the cost and if they can help us with some funding or anything allowance from them.
Well, take all their garbage.
And
they expand the boundaries to suit them to
for
take what they need.
Protective services, it's the gear.
Oh, yeah. So,
they even spent this year too and next year too.
Okay. So, protective services. Boop, 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 boop. You bumped that fire truck again?
No, we will start talking to CCBF.
Okay.
2026 will apply for
right, because that was now eligible.
Yes.
Right.
So,
rolling stock. Only specific to fire trucks.
Okay. Fire trucks.
To so, precedents.
And if we will get approved in 2026, then we will have the money to buy in 2027.
Okay.
And our CCBF money will also be flowing throughout this 2026.
All right.
With the interest and everything. So then we will be only buying the truck with our interests.
That's right.
That's the plan. So we don't spend our principal more.
That's right.
Yeah, so the gear they will get for this year, they will order in this month. I think we already did.
Yes.
So, but again, for next year too, because it's too old. Like, we never spent the last 3 years.
No.
But we planned, but we never spent.
Right.
But he has
got to get on your budget when it's available.
Yeah. So, security camera is done in 2025. Nothing else. Public works, just the heavy duty fleet accessories, not the fleet.
Not the main bodies.
No, just if anything they need.
Just the attachments.
Attachments.
Yes, attachments. I think they wanted the psychotic flare mower or something for the bobcat.
A what?
I don't know. Does it call flail mower or something?
Like a mulcher?
Or more the mulcher? Yeah, probably.
We have a mulcher on the mini back or the mini excavator.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, I mean.
Mm-hmm. We just put it, we had upgraded them with so much fleet last few years. Mm-hmm. So this year they can give us a leaf a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And see the parts, just finish our CCBF funding or close the project.
Yeah, so parts. There is some in here. Where do you have 25?
It's in 2027.
So you have, that's in 2027. Nothing for this year.
We'll,
but maybe funding.
We can apply for the funding.
Okay.
Yeah. But that is the,
If we spend the $25,000 on equipment this year? $25,000 does not go very far with playground equipment.
Can we spend it though?
No.
No. We can move that over to 2026.
There was a couple of things. One is the equipment, and the other is some of this on the clearing or the designation of pathways there. Is that included in this, or is that something separate? Because where they play disc golf, they can't, like it's every year, the trees?
Yeah.
So it's like something that's ongoing. I don't know if that's in parks maintenance or something.
That would be more a maintenance capital.
Okay. Yes.
We have students, one arena, AFO, and one or two public works.
Right.
So it's like 5-6 guys in summer outside.
This is more for the actual physical pieces in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can move that the playground equipment to 25,000. So that would be.
I don't know what it's just.
Yeah, we were talking about revamping Pocket Park.
Right? Yeah, like it doesn't say which parks, right? Is it just all parks? It just says two park.
All parks.
All parks, I think it's.
Where does it say all parks? I don't see.
No, but the playground equipment.
Lot 90 could use some love, and Pocket Park could use some love. They're both pretty sad.
One got painted, but that's both. No new equipment.
Lot 90 park, the weeds are sometimes higher than the boys.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, the difference between that maintenance piece of And what the physical pieces, the stationary pieces, I guess.
So there's got to be something in park maintenance.
But you're saying that's under...
That's under expenditure.
There's park maintenance and recreation, yes.
We'll do better next.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
You're doing fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Well, I get a lot of pamphlets.
So I would
playground equipment
be
that I could share.
In agreement with moving some money into 2026 for the parks.
Playground equipment.
Yeah. It can be other things though too, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Replacement or in the English.
Like the fire pits or the picnic tables or the bandstand, something, whatever, to fix it. Yeah. The splash park that's supposed to be in there. Funded, quoted.
The skate park that was supposed to be part of the arena project.
And the pump track.
But that's all separate from this. It could be funded money.
Splash.
Okay.
Rec Center.
Rec Center. What are we looking here? Aquatic.
So this 65,000 we put for recreation equipment and paint inside the Rec Center. And also, so she got the quote for 65,000. So we'll apply for the fund.
Okay.
But we are not sure if we get the money or we'll apply for sure CCBF if we get, and that's good. It's not coming out from our reserves.
That's right. But you're going to put it in.
Still put it in.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we'll do something next year, not like this year, like all the stretching projects.
CDF, how big is theirs for their projects?
Sorry, which one?
Community Development Fund.
CCBF. So
no, Community Development Fund, YG.
CDF, yes.
They have two tiers. Three tiers.
One is January 15th, I think we are looking for this one.
Okay, so we are going to tap into that too.
Yes.
Good.
Last year you missed it.
Yeah.
I was not in that. Yeah, but this year I'll work with Chanel, I guess. Because she already got the quote.
Well,
quote is the hardest part.
They might give us some money towards a PA system.
Well, that's what I was... Because the PA system is for the whole community. It's for funerals.
Yeah.
Because that PA system is horrible in there.
Yeah. If... So CDF might chip in. Because
it's not just...
Is that acceptable? CDF funding? I think it is, isn't it?
I think so.
So at one point, you can only apply one project. That's the highest chance to get the approval. If you apply too many, they might reject other without even... considering or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
are they
because they
yeah,
have
they
certain
don't
money in their pool to allocate for a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So priority.
Priority
paint
up to the Rec Center what they want, PA system or
we could work.
Yes.
I think the paint is priority.
So they got it.
But you don't look at yellow and green?
That is new paint, but
I don't give a crap. That's disgusting. I'm sorry, that's absolutely, it's not inviting in that building. It's not.
But that's why they're looking for a new, fresh look.
That's why I'm saying, I think it's a priority to paint it.
Okay.
To yellow.
They're both important.
Yeah. They are.
So that's why we put, this is the only, like, out of 225, Rec Center is 150.
Okay.
For our capital budget. So this thing out of the PA system, if we do throughout the year, we do good.
Yeah.
In November, December, we'll order the PA system within 2026, but otherwise it will move to next year.
Okay.
Sounds great. I hope I don't die before the end of next year. Nobody will be able to hear me.
I'll deliver your eulogy, Doris.
Decline.
I'm really loud.
Okay.
Decline. You're not allowed to. Not for a few years. Decline.
Okay. Okay. Stay healthy, then.
BIC.
So capital budget, we just only plan the things that we want to do and we do.
I heard you.
That's it.
Right.
Sounds your good. Table was talking in here, I guess.
Well, no, I've said my thing. You guys want PA?
No, I mean for who wants the budget and what's getting done.
Yeah, so.
Arm wrestling for
all the department heads have spoken, have they?
Yeah. Whoever's not spoken, it's not here.
Yeah, I speak now or forever hold your peace.
Get them a blowhorn.
Okay.
So let me just clarify this for a second for VIC. Based off of the information in the packages of the information we were receiving during the summer, there's nothing for VIC. There's no signage. There's no documentation, things that were said in there that travelers were saying. You're not putting anything in there.
That wouldn't be.
That's not putting nothing on the building.
O&M, and we have to pick up some documents that we can pick up from Whitehorse Visitor Information Center, which is bigger, and they don't mind giving them the templates and all the things.
Just clarifying.
We under supplies.
Yeah.
Nothing to the building.
For 3-4 months, I think it's still doing good, the building.
Okay.
And we have another.
Well, you just put a bunch of money. All the logs on the bottom. Okay. Just making sure.
Over 100 years old.
Nothing to do with the restroom facilities over there, nothing updated.
So we get the students and public works, so they are managing the restrooms, I guess, throughout the period of 3-4 months. We have little help.
Okay. No.
All in favor?
All in favor. Thank you. That passes. Perfect.
Thank you. That's a lot of work, you guys.
Okay.
I know it's just moving on here. Draft inclement weather policy.
So I kind of suggested this because having a policy is always great. So it's not ad hoc. It's getting cold. Should we close? What should we do?
So it's never a question. There's
something to look at.
I hear you.
Yeah.
For the information, I checked with the other municipalities. I emailed all the CEOs. Most of them, they don't have any policy.
No, a lot of places don't. It's kind of.
Just get to work and shut up.
That's what I thought.
I would say one thing in here that we may kind of use our friends next door here, Alessia Fendes, the coldest temperature that they use is 43. It would be kind of hand in hand if we were to follow suit with what we're doing. But that's for essential, specific. Like, that's normal work is 43, right?
Yeah.
Anything after that is considered critical or essential work.
Only thing I think is how we will compensate the employees. Is it unpaid, paid?
Those are paid days after that temperature because it's a regular scheduled day.
Yeah, you can't take wages away from employees.
Don't they have to use leave?
No.
That's the conversation.
It's 50 below for the whole winter. We're going to pay them to not be there. Well,
that would be something you should add in here of how many consecutive days are covered.
Two.
Yeah.
Right?
Two. My 3 days last week were wonderful. Yeah, well, they can afford it.
No, that's the great conversation, though, right? It's at what point does the
YG can probably afford it too, but we don't get it.
What is YPG?
They have their policy.
We have no shutdown.
France can make a travel policy if they want, so to keep you off the highways, and that's it.
Right. So
I got to bundle up and go to work. So why shouldn't everybody else?
I know Lorraine.
That's why we're having this conversation.
Like Lorraine and Callie will take a work vehicle home when it's really cold. They're allowed to do that.
So,
but they were unable to work because the office was 7 degrees.
Mine was 11 and I couldn't work either. But other than that, I'm there.
So based off of what I'm hearing, off this type of information is chair rides with workers that are on call in order to move people around or whatever. That's how this has to be kind of generated because you're doing pro work. You want them to be able to come here and you want to be able to help them achieve that, right? You don't want to just cut them out.
Well, maintenance picks up some of the staff and brings them in.
Yeah. So we, this is the upward discussion. So this is like, so everybody, whoever shows up to the work, even if it's, we will say, okay, it's too cold, they can go home. Or, but my point is we can just have them, like, for example, work at rec center, because rec center, we cannot close rec center.
Yeah,
so they can emerge.
They will be there rather than just paying out.
The question is I guess, to
they can make that back.
Administration and to what we're kind of like looking, as we agree with the policy being put in place, but like how you work that, I mean,
that's okay.
Yeah,
it's mostly up to your discretion, but
we agree that there's
it's case
policy should be there.
But I kind of like your pay and leave provisions.
Oh, once this one as rec director, there was two counselors that thought the rec center should be shut down, and two thought no, because that's the safe place where they know that that place is open. But the other two that were complaining were saying, well, after, where those kids go, because half the times,
yeah,
you know. So, I mean,
well, they
canceled 22.
They canceled the after-school program with, like, 4 hours notice.
So that is a good one that administration is like, I know before, like, the kids ask, like, am I going there? And then it's up to a certain temperature where it's, like, safe to walk. But that was when we started talking about this van and being able to have somebody there pick the kids up and back. And then we went back and forth between the bus driver making two runs at the school to bring them there. And it kind of just went all around, right? So that's a good kind of where to start. Is what does that look like, right? We're open, but how do we accept people to come in there that are on that program? Because the staff, it's a cold weather thing, right? If you're in the kids, like, the staff might be able to withstand those elements, but the kids can't.
Yeah, so they go home on this bus, or parents pick them up.
Let's just have to make that one of our vehicles which can hold maximum people.
You have to
stay warm all the time.
You have it.
The van? The white van?
No.
The
little gray one?
The bus.
Our bus.
Yeah. That's what it was. Intended, like, intentionally.
But it has to be stay inside the, we don't have that much space in the bay area.
Yeah, the public works garage is too small.
Pull it in and run it all day. You know, we can't do that either.
I mean, you could drive it on the ice. It falls outside. See.
But it's not windy in there. Yeah, right.
Well, maybe that's a line item for your recreations here for some type of.
Oh, I have one I can buy. It's orange.
Okay.
And your daycare bus?
I don't. I'll let you. I don't know what you want to do here, counselors.
I think we should think on it. Because right now it's working. Like, what the staff is amazing and they make it work. But because honestly, I don't think right now is the best time to make this policy when it's cold. Mm-hmm. It's time to think about it when it's not cold. Because if you're freezing, you're like, not coming in at minus 35.
I would get to that. I would just say we're for our policy. However you admin and your directors come.
This is like, I put it some for like missed time too. Like if somebody's off today, they can work on whatever.
Yeah, I like
off
that.
Saturday,
you work
Sunday,
it up.
Or they
so
can help
us make it
center flexible schedule whenever it's.
And there are
the center right now. AFO is like almost working well every day because of the. We hired the person for him, like, but he was used for rec center. So then they can help him do the stuff a little bit off his plate.
So
I would say rec center is the best deal, like, to assign the staff. They will be warm there.
I also I agree with them. Like for the minus 43.
Like, yeah, exactly. They can go work somewhere else.
Something like cleaning or yearly cleaning do in winter.
There you go.
Like, yeah, like Councillor Wheeler saying, like, we're kind of copycatting what LCFN is doing. They're using minus 43 as like the main. It's not with windshield, with or without. It's no, it's like without windshield, minus 43. That's the
on Environment Canada.
We close here to office.
That's like the main.
But I don't know. It's like you said, what happens if we get 3 weeks of this?
Yeah.
I had
we never closed off.
Tracy made me go minus 55 when we had minus 55.
Well, I would say.
I also want the flexibility for staff because, like, leaving your house at minus 55, like, not even driving or anything, but being away from your house, if you're dealing with frozen pipes and, like, sometimes you just can't come into work because of cold weather because you're dealing with weather-related things.
You take a vacation.
That's why after 43, it's essential to critical workers only. Unless you're saying that this is a safe space and the rec center then will be open based upon how you get the workers there.
And like you're asking if this place is essential.
Well, your administration is. How everything operates.
So you can't close it up.
We never closed.
I know. My brother has to stop here on his way home from the store to warm up.
It's a safe space. Because I won't let him in my house.
Did you mention that we have employees that think it's minus 40? They don't even call or nothing.
So
we shouldn't.
We got that.
But that's
That's in camp session.
Okay. Let's move on.
We will look at this.
We will table that.
Do we have an in camera?
No.
I'll make it look.
Do we have any question period? Is there anybody in the gallery? Is there anybody in the gallery?
Jared's going to make a motion to adjourn.
No.
Were you for it?
So are we just any changes in the policy or?
I would table that
for some
until you get some more information from your directors and your staff.
Then,
that's all I could just suggest. Okay.
Oh, that's